I'm Luke Summerhayes, and I love Ogrepon. Oni are a common presence in Japanese mythology and fantasy, usually translated as either demons or ogres in English. They can range from supernatural evil entities to slightly inhuman minor villains. In the Momotaro story, the Oni were less on the esoteric side. These Oni lived on an island and, in some more sanitized versions of the story, agreed to give up their evil ways after the heroes defeat them. Japan has as many myths and legends with Oni in them as Europe has stories with dragons. Today, Oni are the most commonly seen in the form of fearsome wooden masks worn in kimono plays, or as part of samurai helmets. I have one which I bought from a flea market outside a temple in Tokyo, and it is almost certainly the most cursed thing in my house. Ogrepon fills the role of the Oni in the Kitakami region's version of the Momotaro story. When we first arrive, the story is told to us that the heroic Loyal Three gave their lives defending the village from a fearsome ogre. The Loyal Three's masks are worn in a festival celebrating them, and the player can even ride Kiraidon or Miraidon into the ogre-ousting minigame. Only Kieran, a timid young boy in Mosui Town, believes the ogre was misunderstood. As the player explores, we can meet Ogrepon and learn it was truly an innocent, childlike Pokemon who wore masks to visit the village without scaring people. The Loyal Three, on the other hand, stole its masks and bullied it. The player can recover the masks and prove Ogrepon's innocence, but in doing so, it chooses us as trainer instead of poor Kieran, sending him on a bit of a villainous arc. Pokemon Scarlet tells us, "This Pokemon's type changes based on which mask it's wearing. It confounds its enemies with nimble movements and kicks." With its four masks, Ogrepon is able to switch between four different types. With the Teal mask, it's pure grass type, while in the Wellspring mask it has a secondary water type, in the Half Flame mask it has a secondary fire type, and in the Cornerstone mask it gains a rock type. In the process of catching Ogrepon, one must battle all four types. It's a really tough fight, which I couldn't do first time with my Kitakami team. I actually really regret just beating it with a level 100 Mewtwo, rather than trying to use a team tactically. Pokemon Violet tells us, "This mischief-loving Pokemon is full of curiosity. It battles by drawing out the type-based energy confined within its masks. It has a unique move, Ivy Cudgel, a very strong attack which matches its mask's type. On top of that, it has an ability which sees its Terra type look like the mask, and boost those stats even more." The name Ogrepon, of course, comes from ogre, often used as the English translation of Oni. The pon part comes from Ponkan or Decapon, breeds of orange which players of Suica game should recognize. As a grass-type Pokemon with a little orange face, I guess it is an orange. Makes sense as an enemy for a Peach, I suppose. The story of Ogrepon and the Loyal Three is much deeper than it first appears. We're not even quite done at digging down through the layers yet. An ogre has layers too, like an onion. Music for Luke Loves Pokemon is composed by Jonathan Cromie. Artwork for the show is by Katie Groves. Writing, producing, and editing is by me, Luke Summerhayes. Funding is provided by my lovely listeners. If you'd like to join them to help keep the show online and find other podcasts by me and my pals, head over to patreon.com/podcastiopodcastius. Coming up are Arcaludon and Terrapagos. So if you have thoughts about those or any other monsters, hit me up with a DM at LukeLovesPKMN or an email to LukeLovesPKMN@gmail.com. And of course, I'd love it if you could leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Even if you don't feel like doing any of that, thank you so much just for listening. I love Ogrepon, and remember, I love you too.